very briefly, what I show in this in Cover Up, my book, based on these FBI 302s and other investigation that I've done, is that basically the plane takes off the night before this incriminating evidence is going in. There's an event in the area of the center wing fuel tank that everyone agrees destroys the plane. The plane is decapitated, plunges to the Atlantic Ocean, 230 people, cast and crew, are dead. That night, a Situation Room meeting is convened at the White House. James Kallstrom, head of the New York office, puts 1,000 agents on in Long Island. Why? Because they've been seeing this evidence from Rams Youssef through Greg Scarpa Jr. for weeks, threatening the identical event to happen. What happens is, in the weeks that follow, they dredge 96% of this plane is dredged up by the good old U.S. Navy. The missile theory, I believe, was completely specious, in effect, the event that happened was a Al-Qaeda bomb was placed at Youssef's behest, contacting, using the patch through, the Roma Corps patch through, getting one of his guys to get, I believe the bomb may have been placed in Athens, Greece, which had porous security at the time. But in the weeks that follow, George, what do they find when they get the wreckage together in a hangar in Long Island? IDX, PETN, and nitroglycerin, those three high explosives, are found in the area between the 17th and 20th, the row, exactly where they would be if, in fact, a Bojinka device had been placed on the plane. James Kallstrom is a heartbeat away from calling this a crime. In fact, the New York Times on the 22nd of August runs a story, evidence of bomb found on plane. And Kallstrom goes to a meeting in Washington with Jamie Gorelick, Deputy Attorney General, Louis Freeh, the FBI Director, and whatever is said at that meeting comes back and does a 180-degree turn and starts saying, well, maybe there are other reasons you could have explosives on a plane other than a bomb. And the people are going, what is he talking about? And a month later, they come up with this absurd theory that a canine officer in St. Louis was doing a bomb-sniffing dog test on that aircraft 6 weeks earlier in St. Louis and somehow spilled the ingredients. Right. That he uses. Well, I talked to the guy, George. You've seen my book. I've got documents that prove that he did the test on a different plane. In fact, I actually have the TWA gate assignment that shows that the flight that became 800 left 35 minutes after he concluded the test, by all accounts, including the FBI's, fully catered, fully crewed for Hawaii. Yet another identical plane around the corner that he says now he did the test on left 90 minutes later. So the only explanation of the FBI for the presence of high explosives I have removed, and I've got motive, opportunity, and incredible circumstantial evidence. Now, you would think that the FBI would seize on this, and because if I'm right, it's the second biggest act of terrorism and mass murder in American history, right? Well, what do they decide to do to cover up the case? And they roll over and they buy this completely undocumented theory of the NTSB that there's a spark in the center wing fuel tank, not a shred of forensic evidence for that theory, and they basically close the case on November 17, 1997. Why? I contend they covered it up for this reason. R. Lindley DeVecchio, that supervisory special agent with the allegations of corruption, if that had been proven true, it would have been a scandal of epic proportions. Also, the FBI was vulnerable in that the patch-through may have inadvertently furthered the TWA 800 plot. But the main reason they covered it up, where there were 75 cases initially in the Colombo War that the Eastern District in Brooklyn had brought. They spent years, millions of dollars investigating these mob guys. 14 of those guys had walked when lawyers got wind of this unholy alliance between DeVecchio and Scarpa Sr. So now there were 60 cases that, in the words of a federal judge, would become unraveled. And I found what I consider a smoking gun document, which is on page 315 of Cover Up. And here's what it says in a nutshell. James Kallstrom, head of the New York office, on the 10th of April of 96, this is April, May, June, July, okay, 3 months before TWA 800 went down. He basically sends a note to Louis Freeh, and he says, New York believes, based on the investigative results to date, and assuming that there is no new information, there's insufficient evidence to take prosecutive action against Special Supervisory Agent DeVecchio. The failure of the Justice Department to provide a prosecutive opinion or for the FBI to administratively resolve this continues to have a serious negative impact on the government's prosecutions of LCN, La Cosa Nostra, figures in the Eastern District, and cast a cloud over the New York office. In other words, let's get this DeVecchio thing done. Just Sunday, George, the New York Daily News ran an article in which Kallstrom is basically declaring DeVecchio innocent. Now, you have to understand, the Brooklyn DA had read my book. My book was out for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I met with the Brooklyn DA last September, the head of the Rackets Bureau and a chief investigator. They had read my book. They used it as a blueprint by their own admission, and then they went from there. They developed extraordinary witnesses, and they would not have brought charges for homicide, second-degree murder charges, against an incredibly well-known former supervisory special agent of the New York office of the FBI, the man they used to call Mr. Organized Crime. They would not have done this capriciously. And what will happen now, if the district attorney Charles Joe Hines follows this through, what's going to happen is congressional investigators, including Kurt Weldon, who understands the connection of Dietrich Snell to Abel Danger. Dietrich Snell is in the middle of this story as well, because I have an FBI 302 on my website from March 7th of 1996. Who's in the room with Scarpa Jr. getting this intelligence? Patrick Fitzgerald, special prosecutor in the Wilson Leak case. Valerie Caproni, who is she now? She's general counsel to the FBI, the head lawyer for the FBI. Dietrich Snell, who is the prosecutor of USF, who should never have been in a meeting with a spy. There are rules against spies in the defense camp. He's prosecuting USF, and yet he's talking to this guy who's ratting USF out and weeks before trial. It absolutely violates a number of federal procedural laws. And also, who's in that room? Howard Ledbetter II, one of the original accusers of DeVecchio. They're all there getting this treasure trove of information from Scarpa Jr. When the FBI decides to cover up this case and bury the DeVecchio case, they let DeVecchio retire with a full pension. They closed down the case, and even though he took the Fifth Amendment at one point, he answered, I don't recall, 44 times after a grant of immunity.
Jeez.
If you and I answered, I don't recall, once after a grant of immunity, we would be jailed for contempt. This guy, how many supervisory special agents of the FBI take the Fifth Amendment and then have that kind of behavior in the face of an immunity grant? So he retires to Florida. The case is buried. TW-800 is covered up. And then the feds come up with this one. Greg Scarpa Jr. made it all up. They actually try and convince a federal judge, and they do convince a federal judge in 1998 when Greg comes up for trial, that it was a hoax and a scam. Well, guess what? Listening to your show, the last time I was on, a federal inmate in prison, I'm not going to name him because I'm afraid there'll be repercussions. A relative of his contacted me, and he heard me use his name on one of your programs as the man who basically said that Greg made this all up. Well, you know what he told me? I talked to him in his lawyer's office in February. I recorded the conversation with his permission and his lawyers. He said absolutely not, that he tell the feds it was a hoax and a scam, and that Greg Scarpa was dead on. So the one man that the feds have used to try and prove that Scarpa made this up is absolutely now denying it, and that's going to be in my new book. And that happened. That connection came from me being on your program.